Lagos Talks 91.3 and Corporate Shepherds presents the Man of the Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome ID Enang. This is Navigate with ID Enang.
Welcome, my dear friends, to Navigate with ID. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And as always, I'm grateful to God for life and the opportunity. At a time like this, when everybody is really looking at, you know, the shutdown of the month, September is gone, really literally gone, just about a day out of it. And then you're looking at yourselves and saying, 9 months gone in the year 2020. What a year. What a time. But we cannot lose sight of one thing, that we are grateful for life. We are grateful for the opportunity to actually live life even in the midst of so many challenges. But that actually always brings out the best in us. And as you know, we've been looking at the subject of excellence for this month, the month of September. And with your kind permission, I'd like to do what I'd call a basic run through for the month. You might call it a recap. I hope this will provide some direction and some lift for those of us who are probably just listening in for the first time, or some of us who may have missed some episodes. Here's an opportunity as we go through the recap of what I call excellence. The month September was a month that we tagged as an opportunity to ignite excellence, and we started the journey by looking at excellence as defined by the American Heritage Dictionary. It states, and I quote, "The state, quality, or condition of excelling." The word excel is defined as to do or be better than, to surpass, to show superiority, to surpass others, like I said. Then, within that construct of the word excel, there are certain terms that are listed and explained as synonyms for excel. And that in the American Heritage Dictionary, those words are as follows: transcend, exceed, outdo, outstrip. To excel is to be preeminent, or to be at a level that you consider higher than that of another or others. Whilst to surpass is really stepping in a place of superiority in terms of performance or quality or degree. And all of these words come within the same ambit as synonyms to the word excel, which has a definite state in the whole sentence that we have explained and x-rayed. So if I look at the definitions of excellence, as we had put it, as the quality or condition of excelling, there are certain things that you need to look at when you want to ignite excellence. And then ignition here, or igniting as we may call it, is when you set a course to burn, or you set fire to, you know, ignite. You can strike a match to ignite. When you ignite, something happens, you know, that you get to see some form of flame, combustion, etc. But in the context of igniting excellence, we looked at it from the standpoint of provoking suddenly, to stir up. So I want you to understand that as we come into that deliberate, excellent living type of mantra, we must provoke this particular item in our lives. Many times we are smitten by the various elements of challenges, different space, different time. I mean, look at how we are sitting today as a country. We are having issues in every respect. But does that in any way mean that we cannot come through with excellence? The answer is no. As we are marking the days and the hours towards our 60th anniversary as an independent nation, Nigeria, and indeed Nigerians, need that stir. We need to stir up. We need that provocation, that this country is going to take on a different turn when we look at excellence and make it our watchword. And so every Nigerian begins to see life from a different lens. So imagine for a second that 50% of our population, I'm talking about Nigerian population, decide to live a life of excellence. Do you know what that will mean? The ripple effect of that will transcend every dimension of thought and will actually take us out of the doldrums, the kinds of names that we've been called, the kinds of perceptions that people have had about us as a nation. I think the time has come that we all must sit back and say it is time for us to have a name change. And this name change is from a people called 419ers to producers, from people that are called scammers to being the best of the best of integrity. So the question I'll ask you, what is excellence in life? So if Nigeria is going to embrace a life of excellence, it means that that is looking at every citizen, and every citizen will look at him or herself, every boy, every girl, every construct by way of family. They must begin to view life from the prism of excellence. And that life is one that surpasses the standard. Hitherto, in our 0 to 59 years, we have been living a life of standards. These are the standards. These are the norms. It gets so touching when you look around and I'm speaking to my son, for example, and say, once upon a time, we used to have departmental stores. Departmental stores that had everything. In fact, gone are those days, you walk into a departmental store like UTC or Kingsway, and they had escalators. But today's generation would not even believe it happened then, because there are new malls that are springing up and they are looking at them as new things that have happened. But no, Nigeria once upon a time was the third in terms of having a television station in the world. Our TV station in Ibadan, WNTV, was the third in the world. Even before the Western nations could ever think about having a television station, we did. So what happened many years ago should have been the springboard for us to have moved far beyond the annals of excellence, but we missed the boat. We have artifacts. I remember National Theatre. I remember in 1979, I was in Form 4 at Baptist Academy. The National Theatre was an absolute edifice. Today, what does it remind you of? Nothing. There is nothing to look at. Once upon a time, growing up as a little lad in Surulere, whenever I had to go watch the Green Eagles, that is our national team, at the stadium, we used to leave home at 8 a.m. in the morning. And when we get to the stadium, we will all get in there, file in there for a match that will take place at 4:30. You had a lot of fans trooping to the stadium. The culture was about coming together, was about cheering our national team. And whenever the Eagles will come out, when they come out to play, they knew they had the whole of Nigeria behind them. And those were the days you could find excellent journalists. I'm talking about the likes of the late Ernest Okonkwo. And even before Ernest Okonkwo, you had Ishola Folorunsho. Now, this may sound as names. This may just sound as history to you. Friends, we need to build on what we have in the past. 60 years is knocking on the door. 60 years is here. We cannot begin to say the good old days. There are better days ahead. Our best years are still ahead. But in getting that, we must change our prism. We must move from a standard prism to another type of prism that is sitting within the ambits of excellence. I must also tell you that excellence comes from inside and it then radiates outside. You cannot see a man that has an excellent approach to life look shoddy. You cannot see a woman who decides to bring our children up in an excellent way, preparing to be the one that will be seen as absolutely not delivering on our promises. You cannot see a family that has been marked for excellence that will fall below the standard. No, we all have to rise up, friends. So it's 60 years. Welcome to a new era, a new time that will require certain qualities, qualities that will make us stand out from the crowd. Wherever you find a Nigerian, the story should begin to change. This decade from 60 to 70 must bring about a marked difference. And we can do it. Every facet of our lives must begin to express that quality of excellence. So as I go around sitting, discussing with everyone around me, I must begin to see some of those signs come through. Friends, Nigeria at 60 is not a mirage. Nigeria at 60 will be a turning point for us. Nigeria at 60 is for us to say, guys, the time has come. Let us arise, compatriots. The country is calling us as compatriots. We are a company of patriots. That's compatriots. We're coming together to say, in the next decade, by the grace of God, this country will be known as a country of excellence, because excellence will come through from the people. What does it mean to have a life of excellence? It's a life with a purpose. That Nigeria itself as an entity will come through with a purpose, not just within the Committee of Nations, but in the entire affairs of the world. Nigeria would never become a pullover or just like any other. No, Nigeria will be the country. And when they're talking about the fastest growing, the fastest X, the fastest Y, the fastest Z, the fastest anything, they'll be looking at Nigeria, because we have decided to be a people and a country noted for excellence. And that means that we must set new goals. And part of that is what I'm refreshing your minds, friends. That these are the qualities we must begin to see, starting from our humble selves. Because it takes a great people to make a great nation. It doesn't take good people to make a great nation. No. I've always said to you that good is the bare minimum. There's always best. Because you must move from good, you must move to better, and there's best. When you sit in the space of being the best amongst so many, it means you're touching on the top quality of excellence. And so some of these qualities we talked about had to do, first and foremost, with our natural talents. And so, fellow compatriots, I want to say to you that you and I need to understand our natural talents. You and I must bring the beauty and the brilliance of our talents to bear to build this new entity that we call the New Nigeria. Our 60th anniversary will become a turning point, because just like an uncut diamond has a wealth of unrealized possibility and brilliance, so is Nigeria. Nigeria is not by accident that we are celebrating our diamond jubilee. So we are coming out as an uncut diamond. You know what a diamond is? It's an amazing pearl that you do not find anywhere. It's a gem you don't just see anywhere. You find it in the dirtiest or murkiest of places. That is how we are being viewed by the rest of the world. That is how we even view ourselves. I hear sometimes the pathetic way Nigerians address the country. I hear most times, out of pain and anger, how Nigerians themselves will begin to rain curses upon their own fatherland. And I say, no, we can't. So Nigeria is a pride. It is our pride. It is who we are. Despite our challenges, like everyone will have, we cannot throw away the baby and the bathwater. So Nigeria is an uncut diamond that has a wealth of unrealized possibilities and brilliance. Why? Because the earthen vessels called people that have this natural talent do not embrace it with the lens of excellence. The beauty that is inherent in the diamond is also inherent in Nigeria. And what it's doing is beckoning on us to develop its potential. Nigeria cannot grow beyond the potential of its citizens. So if the citizens rise, take up the brilliance of their natural talent, guess what will happen? We will be at our best. When you and I in our little corners, when you and I in the open, when you and I in our communities, in our various facets and works of endeavor, we put in our best, then in developing our talents and putting it to bear, we will see the brilliance of the new nation called Nigeria come forward. It's a place where we will have an ethical direction to life. No more would we have brother shafting brother. No more would we have sister undoing a sister. No more would we begin to look at tribes and say, no, this man is from this tribe. We'll be looking for the lens of the best. We'll be looking at the lens with the best of the best intentions. So I don't care what part of the country you are from, but the minute I look for someone who can deliver this assignment, I see a man that can do it. I see a man of excellence. I see a woman of excellence. I will not ask her, where are you from? No, I'll say, come do it. Peradventure, in the course of doing it, you may hear her speak or hear him speak a certain language. You will then say, oh, by the way, I didn't realize you were so-and-so. Now, have you ever thought about it? That the name does not determine the person. But many times, we use the name to determine positions. We use the name to determine how fixated we want to place people. Friends, that is not allowing us bring out our brilliance. As we're looking at 60 years just in view, we must have a change of attitude. We must have a change of our orientation. We must have a look at us fresh. We must take that fresh look and say, enough is enough. We are going to stop blaming the government. We are going to stop blaming the foreigners. We are going to stop blaming the institutions. What we need to start doing is to tell ourselves the truth as a people. Do we continue to do the things that we do? We can blame the government. As much as you know, government is a continuum. But I tell you, government, in my little knowledge, is by the people, it's for the people, and it's of the people. So take out the people, there's no government. So I want us to understand that this quality of the uncut diamond, the natural talents, Nigerians are amazing. I mean, the other day, I was just going through my WhatsApp group, my old boys, and I saw different images. You could see videos being thrown out. Nigerians are a bundle of supernatural talents. But what do we use them for? Nothing. We just bury them in the sand like the ostrich. We destroy ourselves. We go against ourselves. Whereas the enemy is out there. The enemy is not in us. That enemy does not exist. People have capitalized on the fact that we have a resilient nature to take us for granted. And that is why they do the things they do. Today, you find a government that is running helter-skelter, looking for revenue, looking for money. Why? Because we were very, very irresponsible with how we manage our resources. Take it to the bank. They're squeezing the same people that they want to be able to provide resources. How and why? Why? Because the same people that are squeezing will also be squeezed. It's just a matter of time. You cannot be in government forever. One day you'll come out. And peradventure, you want to remain there forever. You have relations that will still come and tell you all is not well. So what do we want? Do we want to continue in this unfortunate type of dimension of this is the standard? It's a new day, friends. As we move into this new decade, I'm calling it a decade, we are about to hit 60. By the time you are 70, as a nation, by the grace of God, I want us to have a different story. But in doing that, here's the quality that I talked about. And I would like to challenge every one of you that as you able to express and unearth your natural talent, time has come for you to invest in your success. So one quality I want every one of us, as we step over into this new terrain of our country, of our existence as an independent nation, I want you to understand that life will only reward those who have invested in their success. Don't wait for anybody to invest in your business. Don't wait for anybody to invest in your life. Take the bull by the horns. How? Just begin to search and see where the opportunity lies. But if you are ambivalent about what you really want, you won't get what's most important. You'll be chasing shadows. It's the same way we have been chasing shadows, telling ourselves we are in a democracy. We are just about to get into the neck and the nick of it. Why? Because people matter. That is what we have seen with the elections that have just happened at the Edo governorship or gubernatorial elections. That is what we are going to see. It's a sign of the future. When we are going into our elections, we want the people, the voice of the people, to be the way. The courts should not tell us who should govern us. If the courts will be telling us this is a man to govern you, then the will of the people would have been subverted because we do not hold elections through the law courts. I believe with all of my heart that if you and I invest in ourselves, invest in our success, and how do we invest in our success? Is being kind towards the other brother, being good-natured towards our brothers, good-natured towards our sisters, because the man that you are seeing is not just a stone, is an earthen vessel, a vessel of honor, that you see every single brother of yours or sister as a vessel of honor. I get into the fuel station these days, and then the petrol attendant says to me, "Sir, look at the meter." I said to him, "I'm not looking at any meter." We must begin to trust ourselves. Trust is an ingredient for growth. Without trust, we are wasting our time. So why would a petrol attendant ask me to look at the meter when I travel out of this country and I drive a car, I get to a fuel station? Most times, very rarely do I see any attendants, because you go in to make the payment, okay, in different countries. You go in, make the payment, and you serve your gas yourself. You gas your car yourself. But let me even talk about a nearby country. Our neighbors, if you go to Accra, yes, you have an attendant. I've never heard when they've said to my friend or any of my pals that would take me around, say, "Oga, look at the meter." They're not meter. They have meters, but we don't look at meters. No. Come to Lagos, you say, "Oga, look meter." How? Why do we do this to ourselves? It's because we are stuck in a position. Trust gone. 60 years, let us say bye-bye. This 60th year, I pray that this government can begin to open the new vista and say Nigeria equals trust. Trust me as your leader. Trust me as your brother. Trust me as your sister. Trust me as your father. Trust me as your mother. Every one of us will wear the garment of trust. You will see how we'll unearth all the productive nature in us as a people. Trust, when it's not there, nothing happens. Starting from a little construct called the family. So, don't stay stuck if you are not happy or making progress. Invest in your success so you are completely passionate and motivated towards realizing your dream. Every young Nigerian, every older placed elderly Nigerian has a dream. There are some in their 80s today. There are some in their 70s. There are some in their 60s. Some in their 20s. Everyone, as long as you're alive, you always had a dream. Your best dreams will always come when you are awake. So believe in your dream. When you believe in it, you'll invest in it, and that will bring you to the creation of your own success. But without trust, how are you going to do it alone? Trust makes you work with people. Trust is going to make you hire people. You can't be the accountant. You can't be the forerunner. You can't be the marketer. You can't be the CEO. You can't be everything. And in doing that, you don't have to start looking for a certain tribe, or you want to hear a certain tongue, or a certain religious affiliation. No. What you're looking for is a person. And that person must have a personality. That person must have a character. And that brings me to the third quality, which is integrity. When we have integrity, when you have integrity, your word means something. We are coming from the mountain of trust. We're getting into integrity. If people cannot depend on your word, integrity is lacking. If your actions aren't aligned with your words, there's a disconnect. And this is why the government continually has issues, because there is a clear disconnect when people, what people are hearing them say and what they are seeing them do, two separate things. So friends, if we are going to look at excellence and to wrap it as a nation in this new decade as we've smacked 60, between 60 and 70, integrity must become our bodyguard. Integrity of speech, candor. When a man says good morning, you don't have to check the weather. When the man says good night, you don't have to tell whether he's going to sleep. We must get into that space. When there's a disconnect, it means that they compromise on integrity. Integrity is the quality of being complete and undivided, that you are living from what is right. Please, by the mercies of God, let us live life so that we all as Nigerians are always in a state of integrity. It is key. When I come back, we'll move into other qualities. And as we get into this 60th anniversary, surely excellence will be our watchword. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Navigate with ID, brought to you by Corporate Shepherds.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's Navigate with ID. And as always, you know, it's just a place where we tend to relax and tell ourselves some home truths. And this home truth sometimes can hurt, but truth is truth. And when the arrow of truth shoots, there can't be a trace of falsehood. Just in case you're just joining us, we've been looking at closing our subject matter for the month called excellence. And we've been, you know, trying to ignite excellence, especially as we step into a 60th domain of our independence as a nation and as a people. We're looking at the qualities, more or less a wrap on all that we've said in the course of the month of September. And just before we took the honorable stance of the break, we talked about integrity as a quality that should seep into our entire psyche as a people. One quality that is going to help us drive the very best in this 60 plus range is creativity and innovation. Nigerians are very creative. Nigerians are absolutely innovative. Nigerians are good-minded. But why are we where we are? You know why? It's because we are not questioning enough. And when we answer to these questions, we don't open our minds. We allow our minds to be fed with the wrong things simply because we get sentimental. The major barrier that Nigerians have in exercising that natural flair of creativity and innovation is being sentimental. Many of us allow sentiments to becloud our sense of judgment, and so does not allow the very best of us to come to the fore. But in this new decade, as we step into the 60 to the 70 range as a nation, I'm imploring all our young ones, our older ones, and indeed the entire purposeful generation of Nigerians to open their hearts and their minds to the very best of themselves by being creative and innovative within the ambits of truth, trust, passion, and integrity. The belief that anything is possible always paves the way for creative thinking. Have you found any place in this country where there's a challenge and Nigerians would unlock it? Almost impossible. There is no challenge that you bring to the table, whether it's to get through a certain door, to get through the roof, to get through a certain maze. Nigerians have a way to creatively unlock it in no time. Why can't we channel such creativity to good, better, and the best things for us? Why? It's because we have not embraced openness and true questioning. We don't question ourselves enough. We don't question our judgments enough. Outside of the box thinking produces innovation. But I tell you, most Nigerians operate with no box thinking. Go into the suburbs, any city in this country, you will find people creating and re-engineering things that will make life better for them. So what is left is just the enabling environment. I still maintain it, and I'll always say it. If we have 6 geopolitical zones, though not recognized or spelt out in the Constitution, but in our operational context, we talk about 6 geopolitical zones. If we actually build 6 major hubs, creative hubs, when I say creative hubs, all of our young ones who, by the nick of a pen, by opening a device, we call them all kinds of names. If those boys are given an incentive, have taken into some hubs within these geopolitical zones, rather than finding ways of extorting them, extorting the monies that they are making from illicit gain, that even the so-called officers or the, I don't want to call them, you know, whether I don't want to start calling whether it's the police, the this, the that, no. I'm just talking within our force, those that are meant to be disciplinarians. It's easy to shout at them and say, you guys are Yahoo Yahoo boys. But trust me, those guys, we can turn them around and make them the best of hubs. Technology is the new oil. How do you convert all of the things that those boys are doing into positivity? How can the government now look at it and say, let's give them an open playing field. Create the hub. Create Nigeria's own kind of Silicon Valley in 6 different geopolitical zones. You'll be shocked at what would happen. That by year 2030, when we are sitting, standing, eating, dancing, and say 70th anniversary, Nigeria will be carrying a different frame. The best things we have are in our people. But what do? We call them names. We label them. I am by no means endorsing what they do, but I'm letting you see that if these boys can hack into anywhere in the world, they can break into any safe, they can distort anything banks are doing and come out at the end of the day and sit down and drive cars around, and all policemen do is look out for them and collect tips from them, and they know where they hide and they hang out. These boys are walking into lounges, spending money, buying bottles of champagne, going around enjoying the largesse of illicit gain. What would you do? Just the same way there are refineries that are being set up in different parts of the region, the South region. What has the government done to do differently to unearth that creative and innovative dimension? There's a possibility that we can approach it differently. What stops us from creating those hubs? Because like I said, once upon a time it was outside of the box thinking. Today, this generation is about no box thinking. Give a 3-4-year-old boy or girl a phone to hold. In no time, he or she will unlock it because they are born into technology. But if you don't invest in your youths, what do you expect? You think it's the price of oil that will get you out of your doldrums? The answer is no. Yesterday ended last night. A new company must be formed. It's called a company of excellence, made up of excellent people who have a different lens, and it starts from leadership that is smart enough to recognize it. When we have leaders that are not smart enough to recognize the place of the young ones, we have just seen it start with our voting process. The day electronic voting will be introduced into our system, forget it, rigging will die. You know why? There will be a shift in the baton. All these old men that are sitting down and sending the young boys will have no clue as to what will happen, because they will send them to go and plug in the votes. They will do what the men cannot touch. That's why they won't ever accept to invest in e-voting, because they know the baton exchange will happen. Why? It's excellence. We can see. But as we move through this creativity and innovation, I want you to understand one thing. Creativity and innovation requires a boldness to play and discover. It requires someone to be comfortable enough to admit that one doesn't know the answers. And so I'm saying to every one of us there that are leaders of thought, every one of those in the private, public, whatever semi-skilled, unskilled labor, when you don't understand it, don't shoot it down. Look for the ones that can make it happen. Give them the necessary environment and support, and they'll bring us to the place we want. It's in the openness to not knowing the answers that allows creativity and innovation to be born. But when you close up, you can never have creativity and innovation. That brings me to a very important quality in the course of excellence. It's about high standards. Excellence implies striving for quality. Standards of excellence are those that are flawless and impeccable. Everything we do, right from October 1, 2020, as we say, happy 60th anniversary, let us say to ourselves, starting from the number one man, his environment, the state governors, the number one man in the state, the number one man in the local government, the number one man in the community, the number one man in the estate, the number one man in the family. Whoever is in a position of leadership will stand up and say, we are striving for quality. It is a new norm in Nigeria. Quality, first time right. You send in an email to someone, it must be first time right. There shouldn't be errors. You are at work. You are working with your colleague. You are supposed to come at 10 a.m. You are there by 5 minutes to 10. And at 10, you both put your hands on the plow and there's productivity. Standards of excellence are those that are flawless and impeccable. But the big question is, do you today surround yourself with people who nourish your spirit and intellect? If you don't, then change address. Change gears. Stop hanging around people that are not adding value to your life. They're a mistake going somewhere. Don't join them to be their mistake. But look for the stake that is higher. When you look for higher stakes, what do you do? There are higher rewards. The new Nigeria requires people with higher stakes and higher rewards. So do you address discrepancies or concerns on the spot? Or you say, manage it like that. Change. No longer manage it like that. Address issues. When you see things happening that are not right, address them. Whether at the airport, the seaport, the carport, whatever port, you find things are not going well. Tell the customs officer, oh God, this one no good. This is our country. Let us fix our country. Tell the immigration officer, oh God, this thing no good. Make we do it well. Tell the police officer, this is not working. Tell the soldier, let us all come together. That you wear a uniform does not mean that you are above the law. You know, in the days when we were growing up, we used to call the civil defense people Guguru defense. In the days growing up, whenever you see the uniform, now, today, they are a force to be reckoned with. Once upon a time, we used to have sanitary inspectors that go around and they'll spray the neighborhood. It was only during COVID we now started seeing them. But this was the nature, friends. How did we miss it? What I'm saying is good isn't enough. We must move to great. But we must give that picture of excellence. We need to exceed expectations. Every one of us as a people, as individuals and as a people, must exceed expectations. Let's start going. Let's start looking at bigger stakes. You want to send a mail? You want to send cash across? Oh, someone will tell you, our ATM, our POS is not working. Like I said, it is disturbing. This is the only country that I see someone hold a POS machine and climb a tree and go there and be swinging, or you go to a store, you see the attendant collect the POS machine and hold it high or walk out and say they are looking for network. I've never seen it in any other part of the world. And I've traveled quite a bit. Why? It's simply because we do not want to exceed expectations. But we must. Let's exceed expectations and continually raise the bar of excellence. In this way, quality is continually generated and guaranteed. My dear friends, fellow Nigerians, the only way we can guarantee consistent quality is just for you and I to embrace the spirit of excellence. But it takes one quality, self-awareness. So where are we today as a nation? Where are we today as a people? Where are we today as individuals? Self-awareness, particularly about the structures and support that we require to get us to move from good to great? As an individual, what kinds of relationships do you need that will make you embrace the new order? You can't continue to mingle with friends who are taking you nowhere, that are just like you. You need to change address. You need to change your location. You need to unplug and plug into a new kind of friendship. People that will raise your stakes and also begin to raise your vision of the future. Nigeria, at the national level, will begin to have leaders that will have the knack of excellence by looking at nations that have gone far and gone through the process, not just by diplomatic farce, but by diplomatic engagements. Specific relationships that I look forward to, not just the speaker walking over to Ghana and talking about Nigerians, good as it may, but what are the Ghanaian parliamentarians doing that we are not doing? Let us learn from one another. Or we can sit in this place and say, why is it working for them? Why is it not working for us? Or we can stay in this zone. I know it. I know it so well. No. The last point I want to make on this quality of excellence is about commitment. You see, when we get through self-awareness, we know who we are as individuals, as a people, as a community, and as a nation. What we need is commitment. Commitment is a strong quality that guarantees sustainable excellence. Commitment implies a willingness. If we are jointly committed, then the support we'll get is uncompromising and unending. With commitment, one is willing to do anything in support of the commitment. Friends, it's our 60th anniversary. Let us rise as one. Though tribes and tongues may differ, in brotherhood we stand. Every Nigerian should stand. Come 1st of October, as we stand, let it be a fresh contract to yourself, to your family, and to the nation. Let us bring a fresh dimension of a new commitment that will drive us, that will anchor us during these challenging times, that will bring us out on the other side, and that will jointly say that in the next 10 years, Nigeria will be saved, Nigeria will be changed, and Nigeria will become great again. That 10 years from this time, we want to see a different story. The world is going to see a different country, a different people. We can do it, friends. Why? Because commitment will enable us to maintain a high degree of perseverance. No more yesterday standard. It's a new day. Commitment will open the door to every Nigerian embracing self-mastery, not wuru-wuru to the answer. Commitment is going to enact a new parliament in our hearts, a parliament where the conscience becomes the judge, where the conscience will not just be making laws. No, the conscience does not make laws, it passes judgment. But when we look at that parliament of our heart, that's where the whole gamut of work will start. Because those with seared consciences, those with bad consciences, those with evil consciences will change. They will work for the better towards having good consciences. Even those with weak consciences will begin to see themselves in the mold of turning that leaf and let every man become persuaded. Persuaded to do right, persuaded to do well, persuaded that this nation will change again, because we can't just be 60 and look like minnows. Smaller nations who are not even near, or nations that are within the same pride, within the same range, that had their independence, are celebrating or marking their 60th in the 60 range, they can be talking about good things. Let me tell you how frustrated and how unhappy I get when you want to do anything on the internet and that has to do with payment. And when you're scrolling through, as little as Spotify, let me use that word, and they tell you, sorry, we cannot. Your IP address will not allow us operating your country. Why? Because they see us as fraudsters, God forbid. Yesterday ended last night. I want to be able to open a Spotify or any other app and I'll see Nigeria listed. When you get to the place and you are seeing small nations like Nicaragua, Niger, appearing in those things and Nigeria is missing, then we should be worried. Something is wrong. If you don't feel it, I feel it. If all of us get up with the same vigor and energy to say, come on, let us show up and make it work. It doesn't matter how, but we'll make it happen. What matters is that we show up, Nigerians. What happens to us day after day, what happens to us step after step, is that we are not going to allow temporary obstacles to keep us from showing up day to day. And what it means is that you and I have the spirit of excellence in us, that we can write a new leaf. This is a special anniversary message because on the 1st of October, we'll start a new direction where we'll be looking at how we want to make this brand work. That brand is going to be you. That brand is going to be me. That brand is going to be my country and my country, my flag. My country, my country, my country. I am proud to be a Nigerian. Take me to any part of the world, I'll always stand up to say, I am proud of my country. Are you proud of your country? If you are, then let's come together. Let's work together and make this country great again. What it just requires, it's a collective contribution. Looking back, ask yourself, what do you want the memories of your life to be? Excellency is not a title. Excellence isn't solely about success. It is not just measured by how much money or notoriety that we gain. But it is stamped when people have a goal to do something different and impact their environments. Friends, I want you to join me. Take your family, take your friends, take everyone, and let's go on this boat of excellence. As we clock 60, in the next few days, I want to say happy Independence Anniversary to every one of you. I believe and I trust God that as we embrace this seeming new world of excellence, we will have the very best of the time in everything we do. Let me leave you with this quote by Israel Moore. It reads, and I quote, that excellence is to keep beating your own standards every day. If you don't have a standard for yourself, you have no record to beat. And if you don't have any record to beat, you can't excel. So the question is, what is your current standard? Nigerians or fellow Nigerians, what is our current standard? Let us put in a place where we'll be beating our own standards every day. From this day till the days run by into months, into years, and we have another decade in our hands. And as we celebrate the 70th anniversary of our independence as a nation, we can then take it on to a different space. But I'm just sure that you'll be wondering, how am I going to take this to a next level? I want to take it to a next level. As I begin to ask you, you're going to bed and you're going to say, what is excellence and what isn't excellence? I want to say to you that excellence is not being the best. Excellence, it is about doing your best. Remember I said, whatever you see as good today, there is a better and there is a best. So excellence is about you doing your best. And more importantly, a quote from Pat Riley says, excellence is the gradual result of always striving to do better. Can you always look at it from that lens? It is possible. And so, the great philosopher Aristotle put a quote which I'd like to read as part of my parting shots. He says, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. I'll repeat that. It says, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And I believe with all of my heart that if you and I embrace this new habit, our lives at a nuclear level will impact a much bigger level that will take us to the place where the world itself will be the path to our doorsteps. Thank you so much. It's been a very interesting month, the month of September, as we have looked at the subject of excellence. I hope you've been able to ignite excellence across the different facets of your life, especially as we walk towards our common goal of building a nation that works. By the grace of God, as we step into the month of October, we'll be looking at a theme that speaks to the making of a brand. And that will begin to prepare us, having learned what excellence is and how to begin to put together that brand. That brand could be you. That brand could be your business. That brand could be our country. And we are just going to explore what it takes to make that brand. Thank you so much. Would appreciate your comments, your questions. Please feel free to follow me on the following social media platforms: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My handle is at IDYENANG. At IDYENANG. And you may just want to step into the domain of sending a question. Kindly go to the website www.navigatewithid.com. And the ID is spelled IDY. Thank you so much for listening. Trust God for the very best. And at this moment, I'm saying happy independence once again, Nigeria. God bless you all. Goodbye.
And that was Navigate with ID, brought to you by Corporate Shepherds.